The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. Today is the 22nd of September, 2016, and guess what? We got a big show today. We're going to do a 5 for 15 with my buddy Adam T. Glass, and we are going to hit throwaway. Wait till you hear this one, man. This is going to really put you back on your heels. I'm going to bring Adam right in because, as everyone knows, we will give our information out at the end. The idea of this show is this. We want to make you excited about life. We want you to think about your life, and we want you to take action, and we don't want to see you sitting anywhere unhappy. We want to see everyone with millionaire smiles. Adam, welcome back, brother.
Eric, thank you for having me on the show this morning. I'm very excited to be here for another 5 for 15.
Absolutely. And Kate, I'm going to put this up. This will be up either tonight or tomorrow. Adam and I just did a show. We've been on the phone since 9 o'clock this morning, man. We've been really kicking some stuff around, let me tell you. All right. This is going to be a hell of a topic, throwaway. Do you want to take it away?
So the first thing that I know is this. I know that in this life, there's this very simple description we can give things, man. You're on the move. You've got velocity and you've got gravity. And there's other things you're going to come into contact with. They're on the move. They've got their own gravity. The question that I have is this. Are we purposefully out accumulating velocity, or are we allowing the gravity of things that are not ours to do to sink us and slow us down and pull us away from where we're really trying to go? It could be people. It could be habits. It could be places. It could be things we're avoiding, but that's what I want to talk about today. And I love how you're saying that. Throw it away. We're going to handle it. We're going to do something about the problems rather than just piss and moan and point and complain.
Yep. And one other thing I want to add to that is this. Be very careful who you associate with. We talk about this all the time, especially Adam and I have talked about business, and you have different components of your life, friends, family, that eventually it's not going to work anymore. Now, I'm not saying throw them away, but I'm going to connect all the dots here for you. If you want to survive and you believe totally in yourself and what you do, you're going to have to make distance with certain people, and it might be a permanent distance. Okay, I've had that. That's the way it goes. You've got to protect yourself first and foremost, and they're doing you no good by being vampires. That's what I call them. But the big thing with throwaway is this. There's a lot of people you're going to meet up with. It's going to be anything you do. And we have a society now where if it's not quick, 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 it is going to be a throwaway. Don't let anybody discard you like you're nothing. Never. Don't let people take you out of your game. Don't let others say things to you that is going to make you carry it around until you can get rid of it if you ever do. Meet a lot of people. I say this a lot of times on the end of the show when I'll say, you know, basically when my mom will say, you know, say hello to someone. Give them a smile, never be afraid. I'm a big observer if you listen to what I say on these shows. Look at people's eyes, a lot of them. They have doll's eyes, meaning they're dark and they're dead or they're cold. This is either of their own volition or they've been beaten up enough and discarded and meant and left for dead basically on the side of the road. And that is very, very bad. That means someone did decide they were going to throw you away and not care one iota about you. You've got to become very thick-skinned. You have to have a turtle shell skin. Things are going to hit you. I've had them still hit me. You're a human being. If you feel, you're going to get hurt. But the beautiful thing about all this stuff, when we're talking about throwaway and changing your life, because we got into so much of that with Change Yourself on the show we just did, you have the ability to discard that stuff. You have the ability, when someone treats you wrongly or basically treats you like you're not even there. You ever hear people say they've gone to a party, but it wouldn't even matter if I was there or not because nobody even gave a damn to even say hello to me? There's a lot of that all over the place. And when I hear stuff like that, I revert right back. We get in this all the time, to the gym atmosphere, to the ability to go in and set big goals, to the ability to get knocked on your ass multiple times and get up, to build the strength you need mentally, socially, physically, internally, and most of all, the will to succeed no matter what. All right? This is what it's all about. And the thing that I will always do and will never let anybody do to me is ever treat me like that, like I don't exist, like I'm not there, that like you're here and when I'm done with you, I'll discard you. How many guys, and I'm not even going to get into the girls because I hear this a lot from friends of mine and other people I talk to. How many guys out there have had a shit relationship with a girl? You thought you really liked her. Maybe some of you fell in love with her. The next thing you know, they kick your ass right out the door for no reason. Pretty much you can figure out what it is, all right? How many of you are dragging that boat anchor still around with you? How many of you come to me and say, geez, I really like this girl, but I'm not sure. And I'll say to them, sure about what? Well, I don't know if she'd go out with me. And I said, here's what you do, Einstein. Go up and ask her out. Well, I don't know. Well, I said, then you're going to be wondering the rest of your life. Okay? So if someone throws you away and discards you, what you do is you go back the other way and you immediately get back on the horse and ride it. You go out and look for somebody. Even if it's a date, straighten your shit out really quick, because if you don't, this stuff is going to be like an albatross around your neck for the rest of your life. Go ahead, man. Take it.
When I think about where a lot of folks are sad today, why they're not out chasing things, very much rejection heavily connected to it.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, whatever amount of rejection you've already faced in your life, I've got a couple guarantees. If you plan on surviving the next 10 years, you'll find that happens again and again. Being rejected is not a fail. It is simply the order of the universe. It is the way life moves. The fact that you're not getting the things you want is not necessarily a problem either, because we always got to go back into, well, how much have we applied ourselves in a given situation? Dealing specifically with people, I'll say this. With making friends and meeting new people, which is always an interest of mine, it's something that I work towards all the time, always trying to meet new folks.
Yeah.
One of the commonalities is this. If you're meeting a new person, you're either going to have some degree of agenda or you don't. And it's very simple. If you have an agenda for somebody, know what it is. Okay. If I go into a grocery store, I don't get upset that no one in the grocery store walks over to me and asks me, do I need help grabbing a head of lettuce? That's not like on the table, right? Now, on the flip end of that, if I walk into a BMW dealership and I'm standing in front of a car looking at the stickers, it would piss me off kind of quick if somebody was not getting over there to at least find out, why am I standing next to this car looking at it, right?
Yep.
So in that way, that what that means is I'm going into that situation with an agenda. I expect somebody to get in front of me and do this or that. Well, here's the deal. There's a lot of people out there that say things like, well, I don't have an agenda for people. Then cool.
Nice.
Why are you upset with them? All of your expectations have been met. See, this all is about to swing back around to one of my favorite questions. What are you looking for?
Yep.
What is it that you want? Are you upset currently that someone else wasn't going in the same direction you're going in? Or more likely, because I do quite a bit of coaching and counseling now of younger men in a whole generation here that doesn't seem to understand the connection of action with intention. Yeah. Are you someone who hasn't really even decided what you're prepared to go after and get? Are you just upset that you're not getting your way, but then again, you couldn't even define your way? If I sat down in front of you with a pen and said, man, I'm ready to deliver on whatever you want, could you even actually produce a coherent fucking vision of a life for yourself? Or are you just another person dragging your feet, feeling sorry for yourself, not contributing anywhere near what you're fully capable of? Because here's the deal. At some point, you got to throw that shit away. At some point, you're going to have to decide what it's going to be for you. And I can talk about this topic, Eric, literally every day. I never get tired of it. And it's because of the implication. Because if somebody hears this today and they're finally ready to throw away their self-loathing and throw away how they feel so sorry for themselves and throw away all of their useless anger. Because you know what? Anger is an awesome thing if it's used. But if you're just sitting there steaming, man, the only person you're changing in this world is you're hurting yourself. You got to throw that shit away and you have to get on target for something. And I know this, whoever won't do it, all you're going to have is just, you're going to have nothing. You know what I mean? It's as time goes on, you're going to find yourself, all you're holding is a bunch of things you don't want. Resentment for this, regrets for that, hesitations over here, fears and doubts over there.
Mm-hmm.
All of these fucking concerns over things that can't even affect you in any real, you know, real way.
Nope.
Or you can have a very, very fulfilled existence.
Yeah.
You know, so the thing is, if you're in America, I guarantee this, the majority of factors in your life you put in place, you're directly controlling. You are definitely the reason your life looks this way. If you're in another country other than America, I don't know your situation. Maybe it's better, maybe it's worse, but I know this. If you're someone who's holding an iPhone, no matter what city you live in, if you're holding an iPhone, if any of your clothing has a swoosh on it, right? If your food is coming to you fresh and hot, now maybe you're getting it fresh and hot from a gas station or a 7-Eleven or a, you know what I mean? But if you're getting fresh, hot food, you got to understand, not only are you ahead of like 90% of humanity that's alive, you're ahead of 99.99999% of the life experience that all men have had prior to this century.
Yep.
The average guy in America who's sitting around feeling sorry for himself today has access to more things than his great, 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 great grandfather could even conceive would exist.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do with it? You sit around and you piss and moan and you complain about people not doing things for you. Hey, man, what do you want? Do you even know?
Yep. Yep. Well, here's the main thing. Intention is the big word. The I in intention. What are your intentions with everything you do? Whether it's business, lifting, relationships, whatever it is you get into, you have to have intent for everything. And I will tell you one thing with the whole theme of throw away, whether you're discarding all those cobwebs that have been sitting in your head for the last 20 years, whether you're changing your heart, and you can do that very easily to do, all these things, these transgressions that have been against you, you feel like, I've said this before, if you're wasting your time worrying about things of that nature or what people say about you or want their approval, you're wasting time because you're not working on yourself. I've said this about the business. I've had people, I was told this, I didn't hear them verbatim, they'll be bad-mouthing me. Some even have bad-mouthed me on other people's shows. They can do whatever they want. Because if I'm really worried about them, then my show and me are going to fail. Once you have a perspective of yourself and a love for yourself, none of that stuff's ever going to hurt you. Now, if you meet that person in the street and they start with you, well, you don't know. It could go a whole nother direction. But I've noticed a lot of people that got big mouths are cowards. I've encountered that my whole life. You know, you always get somebody that thinks they can speak to you any way they want, and that's what we're talking about, throwaway. You don't matter. Maybe you were good for them at one time, but now that you don't want to play the game anymore, you know, that's like me with that person who was bad-mouthing me. That person was formerly on the show, just didn't want to play by the rules here. They decided to go on their own accord. You know, good luck. I got nothing against you. You know, you made a decision. Well, I guess the decision might not have been the best for this person. And they probably realized that after that. But it was more fun to go out there and tear a new asshole into me. Well, where's it gotten you and where's it getting me? You know, and that's what I want to tell everybody. Don't worry about those things. If you're concentrating on them, you're not concentrating on you. Your business, your training, your family, your girlfriend, your wife, you can put it in any category you want. This is why I say it is so vitally important to line yourself up with the people that are very like-minded. Once you do that, you're going to find more and more people coming into your life, or you're going to go out and find them. And it's an extraordinary thing to have happen. Let me tell you, it makes you feel like nothing you've ever felt before. You feel brand new, man, all over. And the whole thing of this whole matter is this. If you can do this stuff and get better and better with it, I promise you, and I promise you wholeheartedly, you'll have the life of life. Like they'll say, you will be the jewel. You will be the jewel. You'll be the diamond in the rough. I'm telling you right now. So, Adam, I'm all pretty good with everything. Summarize anything you want. Take your time. Give out your info. I'll give mine. And we've got about 17 minutes of this show, which is dynamite.
You know, guys, as we conclude here, what I'll tell you is this. I'll tell you that there are many mysteries in this universe. There are many mysteries in this life. But the interesting thing is that we are discovering the how-to at times. Technically, we don't even really know all that much about simple things. You know, scientists are still trying to explain things like how a bicycle can ride, you know, yep. And just stay upright, right? And if they've got it figured out, then why aren't they making a bunch of little drones that are on bicycles? Because we don't. We're still figuring out the human spine and why, how do we know we're not there yet? Because we can't just fix a person's spine, but we're getting places. Now, I say those examples because here's the deal. You know, and I'm still young man, 33. Here's what I've learned. If you go through this life with a goal, you'll find yourself hitting the mark or at least being in that area. If you will write down things and be decided on things and fully commit, you're going to find yourself getting places. You know, one of the things I want to remind every person, because, you know, hey, baseball season's going great. Texas Rangers doing phenomenal this year. Love seeing that. A professional baseball player, some of the best baseball players ever, their average is they still miss 7 out of 10 throws. You got to remember, it's the fact that they commit and take another swing when you or I would have given up. That's why they're a pro baseball player and you and I are not. So in yourself, you just got to understand getting yourself to take the swing is what really matters. It's not if you connect or not. It's putting yourself in a position to take another shot. Okay. So those are the two parts of it. You got to know what you're trying to get to, and you got to just keep taking shots, man. Whatever you're upset about today, if you don't do anything different about it, it's going to eat you up tomorrow. And if you don't do anything different tomorrow, it's going to be waiting for you on Saturday. And if you don't do anything about it Saturday, it's going to be right there for you Sunday morning. Your problems are your problems.
Yep.
But your problems that you created can also be changed. The situation can change. And that's what you can do. So from Fort Worth, Texas, Adam T. Glass, I love coming out here. 515 is one of my favorite contributions I get to do. I have no idea who will hear this next, but what I do know is somebody out there is going to get their shit together because of this yep. very message. All right. And yep. that's a decision they'll make and they'll do. And that's their pat on the back. So good job for you, whoever you are. You can reach me at adamtglass00@gmail.com. You can also reach me at any time through the website, contact Eric, you know, if you need something. And man, I love being out here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, brother. It's great to always have you here. All I'm going to give out to you is Fiorella Barbell at nicap.r.com. That's how you can get a hold of us. If there's a particular subject for 5 for 15 you'd like us to cover, don't be shy. You can go out to Motivation Muscle and leave a comment. This is what it's all about. This is what we do here. We want everybody to get on board and do the very best you can. That's really all I care about. I know that's what everybody else cares about here. But the reason why we did this show was for one main reason. There are so many people that aren't lifting weights or sandbags that have contacted me. They're just walkers. And they're like, we turn Motivation Muscle on because of it's so inspiring. And we might not even understand what you guys are talking about or done it. But we love it. And that's when I got the brainchild of, well, let's do a 5 for 15. It's going to be more of something relegated to let's cover a subject that most people are dealing with or have dealt with, and let's just put it right to the floor. We did this mainly for your drive into work, for when you're walking. You can sit in your house and clean your house and listen to us, whatever you want to do with it. But this stuff, as Adam said, you know, everybody's saying to me, well, if you touch 1 out of 10, I was like, screw that. When you listen to this, I hope the 10 out of 10, the 100 out of 100, when you listen to it, you buy into it and you go and do it. That is my wish for all of you. And as I always say, welcome to our family. And I'll say one thing to you before we sign off, and I'm going to say this forever. It's what my father always said, be a leader, not a follower. Keep thinking about that. Be a leader, not a follower. So, for Adam Glass, Adam T. Glass, this is Eric Fiorello. Adam will be on here next month. He could be on here sooner, I don't know. But these are a good time, and I really enjoy doing this with Adam and everybody else. This is like, I couldn't tell you, that's why I push entrepreneurship so much with everybody. Once you try it, you're never going to stop with it. It is the best thing, no matter what happens to you. You're always going to love doing this. So, everybody, I wish everybody well. Go out and seize the world by the horns, man, and go do something great today. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.